I'm never gonna pass this course. Why do we need the new math? Doesn't the old math still work?
Yeah, we run, but the new math's quicker. All right, say you want to multiply 6 by 2.
Okay.
The 2 you divide in half. That's 1 twice.
Right.
Each 1 you multiply by 6. That's 6 and 6.
Uh-huh.
Add 6 and 6, and that's 12, and there's your answer.
What?
12. 12, rerun. 12 is the answer.
What was the question?
What's happening?
Hey,
Rod.
Whoa.
Rod, you can't play basketball dressed like a preacher.
Yeah, man, what are you all dressed up for?
I was absent from school when they took the pictures for the yearbook.
Oh, well, hurry up and change. Game starts in 20 minutes.
I can't. I have to go to the photographer's studio. My mama will kill me if I don't get this picture taken.
You know, Raj, that suit makes you look a lot older.
Oh, thank you, Dwayne.
Yeah, but the tie gives it away.
It's fine. Give me a nice smile now. There we go. Beautiful. That's what we're looking for. Great. Great. There we go. Round you. Beautiful. There we go. All right, Jeannie, that's great. You can get dressed now.
Oh, thanks.
But you don't have to.
But I think I will. Otherwise, I might look a little strange going home on the bus.
Right. I just meant you're beautiful just the way you are.
Oh, thank you. Hi, I'm Jeannie Wilson.
Roger Thomas.
Are you here for the beer commercial?
Beer commercial?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, right.
It's Delight Brew with the foamy texture for the macho man with the sincere taste.
Good. I knew you were an actor the moment I laid eyes on you.
You did?
You did?
Yeah, I've done a few roles.
Oh, really? Which ones?
Did you see Star Wars?
Yeah.
I was him.
Come on.
Yeah, I was one of the robots.
Which one?
The cute one. You know, the one that went,
How long have you been acting?
Oh, wow. Let's see. I'm 21 now. 4 years, ever since I graduated high school, with honors.
Of course.
How old are you?
I'm 19.
19?
Mm-hmm.
That was a great age for me. I was gonna star in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but they decided to go white. You see, at 19, I was black. So, only 19, huh?
Yeah, but I can play older parts. Here's a picture to give you an idea.
Oh, great. It gives me lots of ideas. Okay, now I'm ready for you. Now, what did you say your name was again?
Thomas. Mr. Roger Thomas.
And you're here for the high school...
Oh, hi!
Hi!
Bye, bye, bye.
What happened, Dee? You smashed your hand?
Oh, ooh, you're messing up my nail polish.
Nail polish? Hey, hey, hey.
Where's Raj?
Upstairs.
Hey, Raj, hurry up. We're gonna be late for the movie.
Yeah.
Sorry, fellas. I have a date a half hour. Can't go.
With who?
An older woman.
How old is she?
Around 20. I met her at the photographer's studio. And take a look.
What a great picture.
Look at that bikini.
It's not the bikini I'm looking at. It's the hot dog standing in the background.
Hey, Raj, man, how'd you pull this off?
Charm, good looks, and a great personality.
Bring some of that hot air over here. It'll help me dry my nails.
Hey, I got a great idea. Why don't you bring her to the movies with us?
Movie? That would be very boring for a woman of the world. I'm taking her to dinner at the Eiffel Tower.
Paris? Roger, you miss your biology test Monday.
It's a restaurant in Beverly Hills. Very fancy.
Well, do you have the money for that?
Well, I got most of it, but I still need a little bit more. What am I going to do?
I'll help you out, Brother Raj. You want to take her to a reasonable French restaurant? Take her to Jacques in the Box.
Well, all right. Here, Raj, I got $2, man, if you promise to pay me back.
I promise. Raj, I got $1.50, but you gotta promise to tell us everything that happens. Everything.
I'll tell you everything. Look, you guys go. I gotta get out of here, too.
All right, later on, Raj.
All right, later.
Catch
later.
Pipsqueak. Hi, Miss Thomas.
Oh, hi, Dwight. Oh,
bye, Miss Thomas.
Hi, Mama.
Hi, baby.
Hi, Mama.
Raj. Hey. Don't you look nice?
Thank you, Mama.
Well, why are you all dressed up in your Sunday outfit? Is there a church social or something tonight?
Possibly, Raj.
Is there, Raj?
Well, I mean, why else would I be dressed up in my Sunday outfit?
Young lady, what have you got on the tip of your fingers?
My nails.
D?
Nail polish. Face it, Mom, I'm not getting any younger.
Now, that's the trouble with this generation. Everybody's growing up too fast. Let me fix this for you, though. But not my Roger. Have a nice time at the church tonight, Dawn.
Thank you, Mom.
All right.
Raj?
Yes?
Your tie is out.
Oh, thank you, Dee.
You don't understand. Your tie is out.
And then we ordered hamburger for me, a leg of lamb for her.
Wow. And then?
And then we ordered chocolate souffle for dessert.
And then?
The waiter brought our food.
The waiter brought their food.
And then?
We ate dinner.
What happened after dinner, Raj?
She went to the ladies' room.
Oh, the ladies' room. That's heavy, yo.
And then what happened?
I walked her home.
I don't want to hear that stuff. Tell me more about the leg of lamb.
Rerun. What happened after you walked her home?
She went inside.
Yeah?
That's it.
That's it? You mean to tell me you spent $20 to walk a girl home?
You didn't even get to kiss her goodnight?
Older women don't go for that kid stuff. I'm playing it cool. See, she'll be at the photographer's this afternoon. I'll just drop by.
We'll go with you.
Yeah, I want to see her in her bikini.
No, you won't. You guys aren't going. She doesn't know I'm 17. You'll blow it for me.
Say I'm your son.
Me too. We won't tell.
I know, because you won't be there. Well, I'll see you later, kids.
Beautiful, Jeannie. There you go. Great. Beautiful. That's fine. That's very good.
Excuse me. Mr. Johnson. Who are you?
Darrell Wayburn. I'm here to pose for my picture.
What picture?
High school yearbook, Mr. Johnson.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You kids drive me crazy. I mean, you were supposed to be here 2 days ago.
I'm sorry, Mr. Johnson, but I had a cold. But I'm over it now. Excuse me.
Yeah, well, then why don't you just give me 5 minutes, okay?
Okay, okay.
Okay, now let's get back to work, Julie. There we go.
Excuse me. Hey, Mr. Johnson, I bought a tie. Should I put it on?
Yeah, huh? Well, the dressing room's right back there. Mirrors and everything.
Excuse me. I just put this tie on. I'll be right back, all right?
Okay, wait, here we go.
Hello? Hello? I just dropped by for my pictures. Did they come out good?
I'm a photographer, not a plastic surgeon. Okay, I'll get them for you.
Hi, Roger. I had a nice time last night.
Yeah, so did I. Would you like to go out again?
What time?
Let's see. I'm starring in a play. It starts at 7. How about 7:30?
Now, here are your pictures.
Thank you, Johnson.
Jeannie, why don't you put on another outfit while I get reloaded, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Bye, Roger.
Hey. Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.
Was that Roger I just heard? Roger Thomas?
Yeah, you know him?
Yeah, he lives around the corner from me. We go to the same school.
Oh, acting school.
No, high school.
No, you have the wrong Roger Thomas. Didn't you see him in Star Wars?
Yeah. He sat right next to me in the balcony.
Raj, can I give you some advice free of charge?
No.
Suit yourself. Only trying to help.
I don't need your help.
If you don't need my help, you don't need my help.
Right on. What's the free advice?
The free advice was free when I offered it to you. You turned it down. Now the free advice is a quarter.
Oh, yeah? Then just skip it. Shh, all right.
All right, what?
Here's a quarter.
Quarter? You walked out on me when I was gonna let you steal my free advice for a quarter. Now my free advice is 50 cents.
Here's another quarter. Now what is the advice?
Sit down. Women like men who are intelligent, bright, and strong. So never, I mean never, let her know you are stupid enough to pay 50 cents for free advice. Raj?
Yeah?
Get the door, I'm busy.
See? Look, you know I'm in a hurry.
Then move it.
Hi, Roger.
Oh.
Aren't you going to invite me in?
Oh, sure. Come on in.
Thank you.
Hi, my name is Dee. My brother's not the politest person on earth.
Yeah, Dee, meet Jeannie.
Hi, Dee.
Yeah, Dee's my sister. Hey, make yourself at home, Dee. She visits me at my bachelor pad from time to time.
Yeah, to collect my allowance.
Well, as you can see, I need to get dressed. I must have dozed off in my jacuzzi. But I'll be right back. My clothes are all laid out on my waterbed.
You can sit down.
Oh, thank you.
So you're Miss Beautiful Model.
Well, I wouldn't say beautiful.
Raj did.
He's sweet. He said some wonderful things about you, too.
He did?
Yes, he did.
That's a switch. So tell me, what's it like being old?
Old? I wouldn't say I was old either.
Raj did.
That's because to him, I am old.
Oh, then you know he's still in high school.
Yes, I found out by accident. That's why I'm here, to break our date for tonight.
Poor Raj. Be kind.
I'll try.
I'll get lost. Tell Raj I'm at a friend's.
Okay.
Did he really say nice things about me?
Yes. He said that you were very smart and that you had your head on straight.
He didn't say anything about my mouth?
No.
Look, Jeannie, if you put Raj down just because he's younger, he's gonna feel terrible.
Yeah. Any advice?
Listen, Jeannie, Raj will buy anything. He's a pushover. Just push him over easy.
I will. And Dee, thanks. Bye.
Every little breeze seems to whisper, Jeannie. You look beautiful.
Thank you, Roger.
Where's Dee?
Oh, she went over to a friend's.
Every little breeze.
Roger, I'd really like to talk to you.
Ah, and I'd like to talk to you. Shall we talk on the couch?
Where else?
Now, what do you want to talk about?
I'd like to talk about us.
Ah, my favorite couple. Let me get close so I can hear every word.
Well, what I wanted to say, dear, was...
Hey, hey, hey!
What's happening?
Excuse me.
What are you guys doing here?
She's not bad, Raj.
I know. Will you leave?
Roger, aren't you going to introduce me?
See, Raj, I'm Dwayne, one of his nephews.
And I'm Little Rerun.
Hi, fellas. Roger and I were just about to have a tete-a-tete.
Tete-a-tete? Did you hear that, Rerun? They're going to have a tete-a-tete now.
All right. Hey, I'll just have a little taste of tete. And then we'll be off.
You please get out of here?
All right, we're going. Wow, right in your own house.
Bye, Dwayne.
Bye.
Bye, Little Rerun.
Bye. See you later. Bye.
Yeah, much.
Kids today. Now, where were we?
We were right here. I'm so glad you're finally making your move.
Just call me Beacons.
Don't you think it's time we stopped all this kid stuff?
Sure.
Are you ready?
Uh-huh.
I hope you know what you're doing.
I'll figure it out.
Good, because when I fall in love, it's forever.
Forever?
That's right. I'll belong only to you. I'll quit working.
Wait, whoa. Wait a minute, why? You're young, you're healthy, you got your whole future ahead of you.
But why should I work? Your acting career's going beautifully. Besides, who'll take care of the kids?
What kids?
Well, after I move in here, we might as well start...
Move in here?
Yeah, after I move in here, we might as well start raising a family. I figure I'll have a baby every year.
A baby? What would my mama think? Well, she visits me from time to time.
That's nice, but enough of that.
Lenny, I got something to tell you. I got something to tell you. See, look, there's something you should know about me. Look, I mean, I'm gonna be very honest with you. But I want you to be strong because what I'm gonna say might hurt you.
What is it, Ron?
My acting career is not going as well as you think it is. I mean, I did Star Wars, but after that, nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing. You see, Jeannie, actor's life is a hard one. There's no business like show business. You're riding high in April, you're shot down in May. And as the final curtain...
Roger. Does that mean goodbye?
I'm afraid so, Jeannie. As the French say, hasta la vista.
Bye, Roger. And thanks for letting me down easy.
Hi, Rog. I just saw Miss Beautiful.
Yeah, well, she had to go home early. You know, she's a model, you know.
Oh, yeah? What'd you talk about?
Oh, you know, just things. But it got kind of dull. I don't think I'm going to see her anymore.
Why is that?
Well, after I talked to her for a while, I just realized I didn't like her that much.
I can believe that.
You can?
Yeah, she wasn't your type.
And she wasn't, was she?
You were too good for her.
Yeah, I was too good for her. That's nice of you, Dee. Thanks.
Thanks? I'm not in the thanks business, bub. This one's on me.
What more can I say? I mean, she did a little of this, and I did a little of that.
A little of what? See, I don't know what this is, and I don't know what that is. And I may not even know what this and that is when you tell me. But it may not matter because you only did a little of it anyway. But I want to hear it word for word. What is this and that?
How old are you?
16.
Well, you're too young to know about that. But I will tell you what this is. This is baloney, because nothing happened. We broke up.
No kidding?
No kidding.
Well, don't feel bad. I spent the past 3 years with an older woman, and believe me, it was no thrill.
What old woman you spent 3 years with, Rerun?
My senior homeroom teacher.